Here we go, back again, caught stealing E. Marquez. Real bonus, playoff bonus episode. Little recap. We got the Astros knocking out the Twins. Never again do I want to hear anything about the Twins doing anything in any season until they win a playoff game. Matter of fact, I don't even want to hear the Twins about anything doing any kind of home run records, any kind of winning the division, 103 games, blah, 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 until they win one game in the playoffs. And then you can mention the Twins in part of a sentence in baseball. They don't even get their own baseball. They don't even get that one sentence. Because atrocious. 18 games in a world in a row. Lost in the playoffs. 18 games. I can't even say it. I can't even say it without stuttering and making it like, wait, is that even possible? Like I told you guys. Told you guys from the beginning. The Twins weren't going to win. Weren't going to beat the Yankees. They never want to see the Yankees again in the postseason. Never. Now here come the Astros with no garbage cans, with no trickery, no sign stealing. Part of their team is depleted. And they beat you two straight in your own building? Twinkies. It's done. Baseball is no longer your realm. That's it. You are the worst team in playoff baseball history. Okay? So put it down. Twinkies, you're done. No more Twins. Done. Okay? Now, the A's come back and almost choke one away against the White Sox. But this is what it's telling me, though. The A's come back, beat the White Sox, or the A's beat the White Sox, 2-2 run homers. Dallas Keuchel wasn't Dallas Keuchel, okay. And the White Sox came back. The White Sox should have more confidence in going into the elimination game tomorrow. Why? Because they came back when they weren't supposed to come back. They didn't hit the ball out of the ballpark. They nickel and dimed. They were down early. Their ace, their veteran ace, their anchor in the rotation couldn't come through. And everything was piled up against them. And they come out and win and make the game a tough one at the end there. Bases loaded. And first pitch ground out by Abreu. But it was a hard hit ball. And I like that approach by Abreu. I like that approach. The guy comes up and he's looking dead red. The pitcher just walked the batter in front of him with three pitches or a 3-1 count, 4-1 count. So you know as a batter, he's got to come down the middle. He's got to come with a fastball because it's the only way he's going to get back on track. Let me ambush him. It's just that Abreu missed it. That's all. It was a great strategy, great plan at the plate. He just missed it. He hit it hard right at somebody. The Atlanta Braves versus the Cincinnati Reds. This series is going to be interesting. I doubt very much, although my predictions have been shit so far. I mean, absolute crap. But I doubt this is going to be a sweep by the Braves. 13, 14 innings, whatever they went. 21 strikeouts by the Reds pitching. I wonder if that's a record. Is that a record where 21 strikeouts by a team and they still win the game? I wonder. Because that was phenomenal. And this is what I'm telling you guys. The Cincinnati Reds pitching staff is dangerous. Dangerous. They get in some kind of rhythm. They string up. They win this series. Look out. The next team they play, look out. And if they play the Marlins, which beat the Cubs and Kyle Hendricks. And again, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Like my buddy likes to say, when guys get brave and like to take a stand and like to take a risk. I'm waiting for Rossi to drop his balls, drop his sack, and go off and make the move that is necessary. Put Billy Hamilton to lead off. Why? Because your team cannot hit the baseball. The 20-something runs they scored against the White Sox is a fluke. A fluke. This team cannot score. So you have to get guys on base, create havoc, force pressure on the defense. Billy Hamilton needs to lead off. Billy Hamilton needs to lead off. Why he isn't leading off is beside me, because Ian Happ is a home run hitter. He's nothing else. Drop Ian Happ to two. Put Rizzo three. Put Schwarber four. Put Bryant five. And then you go from there. You cannot score runs. You need to generate runs. I thought Rossi was going to come out and be like, look, this is what's going to happen. Because this guy's creating havoc. He only had one start with the Cubs. It was a throw-in game. Went in against the White Sox. I felt like he was on base 10 times. He dominated that game. Single-handedly dominated that game against the White Sox. And the White Sox were trying to win the division. So Billy Hamilton needs to get in the lineup. He hits the ball to dribbling shortstop. He's probably standing at second base. It's time to make the moves that are going to win the ball games. That's what you got to do, Cubs, Rossi. You have to be, you cannot go out there with Ian Happ again and expect the shit to change. I wonder, you know, this thing that these people say about the meaning or the definition of insanity, which I know it's not the definition, but keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. That's what's going on here. It's not insanity. It's just playing out dumb shit. That's all it is, playing out dumb shit. Get it together. Start changing things up. You need to get the ball rolling. Guys need to get on base, create havoc. Now, Kyle Hendricks was hurt by the long ball today. He battled through seven innings, or through six and a third. But in the seventh inning, he got caught. And then the wind-driven home run by Aguilar to right off of Jeffers put the nail in the coffin pretty much. But there's no way this Cubs team should be scoring one run against the Marlins. You have to scrap. You have to scrap. If you guys don't want to play, don't play. If you guys don't go home. If you guys want to play, then go home. And be embarrassed by a team that lost 106 games last year and weren't even supposed to be any kind of a level of talent that you are. You have a $200 million payroll, and this team's got a $65 million payroll, and they're dominating you. It's time to look in the mirror, Chicago Cubs. Time to look in the mirror. The other thing, this Cleveland Indian team that has this pitching staff of Bieber and Carrasco, and they give up 12 runs in eight innings? 12 runs? That's a travesty. It's a travesty. Indians, get it together. Remember, this AL Central division was supposed to be the toughest division in the big leagues? Well, you know what? By tomorrow, all you guys could be at home. All you guys could be at home playing wiffle ball. So get it together, AL Central. Step up to the plate. It's unreal. It's unreal what's happening here. I understand it's playoff baseball. I understand that baseball changes. I get that. Regular season baseball a week ago is completely different to playoff baseball today. Completely different. But the Yankees are getting wind-blown home runs. Gary Sanchez hit a pop-up over the first baseman's head. A pop-up, and it went out the yard. So, Indians, you guys got to stop. You guys got to stop. This is what tells me about the baseball. The baseball is the regular season baseball they're using. The balls are flying out of the park. A lot of teams are using the home run ball to win ball games. It looks like if you keep a team inside the ballpark, you win the game. That's what it looks like. It's just mind-blowing to me that these major league teams cannot generate or manufacture runs. It's mind-blowing to me. It's a head-scratcher. They need two-run homers to win games. They need them. They need them. So, going down the docket, we had the Reds losing to the Braves, Marlins beating the Cubs, Twinkies going fishing, We have the Yankees about to beat the Indians. They're up 8-6 in the 6. And A's beat the White Sox 1-1 series there. Dodgers are winning in the Brewers. So let's see what goes on, how it goes, how it ends today. But I'm telling you, I'm watching these games, looking at these games with my eyes wide open and wondering how these guys cannot manufacture runs. It's beyond me. But anyway, there's my take. I'll catch you again on the flip tomorrow, day 3 tomorrow, and we'll talk some more playoff baseball. It's called Stealing with E. Marquez. Thanks, y'all.